Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Well, we're back with Dr. Robert Davis, award-winning health journalist and author of Coffee is Good for You. This book offers a plethora of information from vitamin C and organic foods to low-carb and detox diets. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Davis. Here's Dr. Friedman.
Hey, Dr. Davis. Thanks for joining us a second segment. Interesting, both your books you've written too, and I like that they debunk a lot that we hear in the media. To me, it's disheartening how people believe everything they hear on TV or read in the magazines. The problem is one day the media will tell you, take vitamin E to prevent heart disease. Then you hear vitamin E increases the risk of dying. So, big controversy there. In your book, you give 10 tips for deciphering diet and nutrition claims. Share a couple of these with us.
Well, one of the most important, and I mentioned this earlier, is don't let a single study determine your behavior. In other words, don't change what you're doing or base what you're doing on one study you hear about in the media, because never is one study definitive. As I said earlier, it takes looking at all the studies, and I describe in the book places you can go to get a sense of what the science as a whole shows. So that's a very important thing. Also, I think that often we fixate on particular aspects of food. So we say, you know, we're going to avoid foods that are high in fat, and we're going to avoid foods that are maybe high in carbs, or we're going to avoid foods that have some other kind of particular ingredient in them, or eat foods that have a particular ingredient. And somebody, Dr. David Katz, who's a nutrition expert, calls this the one nutrient at a time, the ONAT fallacy. And the important thing here is that often we fixate on one aspect of the food, but what matters is our overall diet. I think that's very important. We need to look at what we're eating overall and worry less about, is something a superfood or does it contain an ingredient that's supposedly good for us or bad for us. I think it's important to think about how are you eating overall. This is something I think that the media often mislead us about, is fixating too much on individual foods and individual ingredients in foods rather than our overall diets.
Right. And, you know, you bring up a good point about the media and what we hear. Don't be swayed by so much of the research unless we really dig in. One thing you mentioned also, interesting, share this, don't be swayed by celebrities. That's a good point.
Yeah, too often, you know, we have celebrities that are advocating for particular diets. You know, a celebrity will tell us that they use a particular diet to lose weight, or that they're on a particular diet because it's making them healthier, more energetic. And as I say in the book, just as we shouldn't rely on nutritionists to entertain us, we shouldn't rely on celebrities to give us nutrition advice. And I think just because we admire them and we think that they're people that we enjoy watching or listening to, we certainly shouldn't necessarily believe that they know what they're talking about when it comes to food and nutrition.
Right. And also remember, folks, they're being paid big money to say those words. It's not, if they put in there a little disclaimer, this celebrity's not being paid anything, this is a true testimony, it'd be a little different, I would think.
Well, in many cases, you're right, they are being paid. But even in some cases, when they're not being paid, this is just their own personal view. And just because they believe
that
doesn't mean it's scientifically true.
I mean, it's science. That's true. And during your research for the Coffee is Good for You book, what sticks out as one of your aha moments? What was something that you were researching that shocked you at what you learned?
Well, there are several things. You know, one thing, and it surprises many people, is what I found about saturated fat. You know, this is something we've heard for years, and I've heard since I was a child, avoid saturated fat. It's bad for you. Mm-hmm. And though looking at the research, what I found that it's more complicated than that, because in fact, when studies have been done to try to prove that eating a low saturated fat diet is associated with a low risk of heart disease, surprisingly, the research is pretty inconclusive here. And you think, well, how can that be? This is a given. Everyone knows that saturated fat is bad for you. But it turns out a couple of caveats here that often aren't made clear to everyone. First of all, there are different kinds of saturated fat. Some types of saturated fat raise your cholesterol level. Other kinds don't. And so part of the nuance here is it depends on the type of saturated fat, and it's hard to know because different foods contain different levels of different saturated fat. So we can't definitively say that some foods are better than others with regard to saturated fat if they in fact contain saturated fat. The second issue is it depends what you're replacing that saturated fat with. So if you cut back, say, on foods that have a lot of saturated fat and eat Snackwell's cookies instead, which are low and have no saturated fat but are high in carbohydrates, the research suggests you could be even worse off than, say, eating cheese, which is higher than saturated fat. If you replace it, though, with the so-called good fats, things like nuts or vegetable oils, then, in fact, you will be improving your diet, and there is evidence to show that you have a lower risk of heart disease. So the important point there is it's not just about cutting back on saturated fat. The big issue is what are you replacing those saturated fats with, and that's key.
Right, that's a good point. What's your opinion on the latest paleo craze? I know you're not into the fad diets. Do you consider that the latest fad? Do you think that people should eat like cavemen to obtain optimal health?
Well, I think that there are certain elements of that diet which evidence suggests are beneficial. Certainly eating a more of a plant-based diet, that's a good thing. Eating fewer refined foods, packaged foods, and less sugar, that's all good. So I think from that standpoint, you could say the diet is a beneficial diet. But I think certain aspects of the diet, telling people they have to shun dairy products entirely or they have to shun wheat, or that they have to that they should eat a lot of meat, I think those parts are more questionable. I think certainly if you don't want dairy in your diet, you don't have to have it. If you don't want to eat wheat, that's okay. But I think there's no evidence to suggest that those things need to be excluded from your diet to have a healthful diet. And conversely, I think any diet that includes lots of meat, even if it is organic and considered sort of more wholesome, that's not a good thing because there is good evidence linking high intakes of meat to heart disease and colorectal cancer.
Right. And I mean, when you say good evidence, and I'm writing a book, and I will tell you that there's hundreds of studies that are non-biased showing that. So you're very right. It's just, it's not one or two studies saying that meat's not good for you. So I think the evidence is profound that doing a lot of red meat, I can't buy into that cavemen eating so much red meat. I love everything else about it. That's my one little stickler as well. And then now, you mentioned that there's something about verifying emails before forwarding them. That's a good point because so many people believe they get this email and they forward it to 100 friends and then it gets to 1,000, then it turns into 10,000, and then they think it's true.
Yeah, and that's a big problem because all of us, myself included, you get these emails from friends saying, I heard that, whatever it is, some crazy rumor, some idea, and often it'll appear scientific. It'll appear that it came from some respected source. But in fact, either it's people that are unintentionally misleading us or in some cases just perpetuating a hoax, putting out information that they know is false. And I think we need to be, if we're going to not contribute to this culture of confusion and misinformation that it proliferates so much already regarding nutrition, I think the responsible thing to do, I know the responsible thing to do, is to check the information out before you forward it to anybody. The temptation is, hey, I want to tell my friends this is really juicy information, but you need to check it out. Make sure that you find some reputable source that says it's true. And a good place to go, Snopes.com has information that tries to verify email rumors. Other places I recommend in the book to go to check this stuff out before you forward it.
Oh, that's the name of it? Check this out before you order.
Snopes is one
okay.
place to go.
Snopes. I'm going to see if I can get that URL. I'm going to get that. Check this out before you forward it.com.
Yeah, exactly. Snopes.com. UrbanLegendsAtAbout.com is another place that you can go that does a good job of trying to dig into the veracity of these emails circulating.
And they do seem so legit when you get them. They even show documents and pictures, and even from the presidential stuff, I've been getting some that look so real. And you go on the Snopes.com and you see it's all fake. So it's so important to check that out as well. And then what about PubMed.gov? What do you think of that?
PubMed's a great source. I mean, PubMed is a way if you want to go check the studies out, and I talk about this in the book. So if you want to go look up studies for yourself and read the abstract, PubMed is a fantastic resource. Of course, not everybody wants to read the scientific literature. Not everybody has the time or the desire to go read the studies, and often they can sort of contain medical
right.
jargon that's confusing. But certainly that resource is there if you want to go check out the research yourself. And in my book, I list all the studies that I cite. So if you want to go look them up, you can go to PubMed and see this information for yourself.
Thank Great. You so much, Dr. Davis. This has been such great information. To learn more about Dr. Davis and his new book, Coffee is Good for You, visit coffeeisgoodforyoubook.com or everwell.com. And one lucky subscriber to our newsletter will receive a free copy of his book. So don't go away. We have more great information to share with you on To Your Good Health Radio. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. So stay tuned. There's more coming up.